like to share with you from their familiar passage. First of all, coming from the 23rd division of Psalms, verses 1 through 4. Bible reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Supporting scripture this morning coming from the 139th division of Psalms. And I'll read verses 7 through 10 again for your consideration. "Whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning, living with the invisible shadow. Living with the invisible shadow. I know that he will. Most of us know that he's done it more times than one. The good thing is that he don't get tired of doing what he do. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. We thank God for the praise this morning. All of us owe God a praise, and you may not praise him in a dance, but you ought to praise him in the spirit of your heart and in your mind, and you ought not mind lifting up holy hands to the Lord and telling your God thank you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, sir. Truly, God is a good God. There is no doubt that he is worthy to be praised. Got a God that we shouldn't shortchange. Got to come to a place where we want to give him our all in all. Being that God allowed us to have snow last week and we weren't able to come into the house, you would think because the sun is shining this morning that all of us would have come running to the house of God. But every man, every woman got to work out his own soul salvation. So you do you and let them do them. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I'm glad to be in the number one more time. Death train still running. Hospitals running over. Nursing facilities full to the rim. And you don't want to praise him, there's something wrong somewhere. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. We thank God this morning for being our God and for allowing us another chance to come. And as we come on this particular weekend and we celebrate and we remember and reminisce of all of the wonderful things that Dr. Martin Luther King done so that we would have the liberties and the freedoms and the togetherness that we share today. And it may not be where it should be, but it's done come a mighty long way. And do know that we still got a ways to go, but the only way we'll get there is with God. Martin decided and believed that there were things that needed to be changed, but he thought that all of those things had to be on the power of a mighty God. Went all into himself, but he was into the people of God, and he realized that he needed the strength of God in order to lead the people in the right direction. And isn't it amazing how when you stand for what's right, the enemy will destroy you? But when he take you out, God already got somebody else in your place. God always instills that same thing. And so when we think of the legacy of Dr. King, we can't help but to know that he had to be a great man, because after so many years that he'd been gone, we still call him his name. In fact, there are those that call his name more than they call the name of Jesus. Some don't even get excited until this time of the year. So we just thankful for the life that he lived and for his purpose in life. So we need to find our purpose this morning. We know that there's a lot going on, and we have come to a place where we got to trust God. And so we know this particular weekend, and that's why I threw out my Martin Luther King spiel. You go to the events to get the rest of it, because I'm going to talk about living with the invisible shadow this morning. Just wanted you to know that I'm tuned in. I know Martin Luther did a lot of things, and I appreciate everything that he did. And I thank God for the man that he was and for the legacy that he leaves. And we never shall forget it. And what we see is that we are continuing to pass it down to all the other generations that come about that never or may not have known him. And they won't know him unless we tell them about him. That same thing applies to the power of a loving God. Some of your children won't know God unless you talk about God sometimes at home. Unless you have a mindset that you're going to bring your children to the house of God, you're going to train them in the way that they should go, you're going to believe that there is a God somewhere, and he's a loving God, he's a forgiving God, he's a God that can do what no one else can do. And so I'm so thankful that somebody planted that seed in my life one day, and I thank God that he allowed us an opportunity to be able to come and share some good news. I want you to know, as I've said on many occasions, it's just not my job, it's your job. Once you know about the power of a loving God, then you ought to share that with somebody. You know that God lives, because that there ought to be a time in your life where you can say that he lives in me. If he's not living in you, then you ought to be striving to get him in there. He wants to be a part of your life this morning. And so I'm just thankful to be his servant this morning and to be here in the house of God one more time. I'm thankful to make the enemy a liar this morning. The enemy put negative things in your mind and make you think sometime, I'm not going to be able to do this or not going to be able to do that. But with God, all things are possible. You got to trust the power of a loving God. And so I thank him, because it's by his grace and his mercy that he allowed us to be 15 days into this new year. And as we continue our journey into the new year, let us know and understand that it is in our best interest. If we want to be all that we can be, if we want to be happy in life, if we want to have a prosperous year, then we got to put our priorities in the right perspective. We got to know that the Bible declares, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all the other things shall be added unto us. So let us put things in the right perspective and strive to have a closer relationship with God. It's good to be able to call his name, and it's good to know that he exists, but we must have more than just a zeal of God if it's going to do anything for us. We know that we've been told about him, but until you know him for yourself, when you're able to say that the Lord is my shepherd, when you're able to say this morning that God is a promise keeper, and he will do what he say he will do. He does things like feeding us when we get hungry, protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger. He is that God that we depend on to supply our every need. The God I'm talking about this morning made us a promise. He said that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. He is always there. He's there when you want him to be there. He's there when you don't want him to be there. And all we got to do this morning is keep the faith and don't let go of his unchanging hand. Life as we know it is very precious, and yet life is so unpredictable. For as we live from day to day, we have no idea what we may be faced with. One moment thing may be going well, the next moment chaos can come about. One moment you're up, the next moment you could be down. Life has a way of changing right in the midst of everything that you're doing. You can have all of the things that you'd like to do, but you got to understand that you got to face life with the idea of knowing that James said on one occasion, life is only a vapor that appeared for a little while. What is a little while? You don't know how long your little while is going to be. Some of us had just a little bit of while, and then there are those that have lived a long, fruitful life, and then there are those that even died in the womb. So if you're able to be on the outside, if you're able to say that I'm this age, or I'm that age, or I'm a senior citizen now, then you got a lot to be thankful for. I guarantee if you go and walk the grounds of the graveyard and look at some of the dates there, you'll find that there are a lot of folk didn't get to the age that you are right now. And because of that, you ought to give God praise just to know that God allowed you. Now, the Bible declares if you get 80+10, then you are blessed. But what about all of those that had 80+10+? Ain't that something? You know, that ought to put a smile. You look how Deacon Bobo grinning over there. He's a living testimony that God gave me mine, and I'm still here. Had some good days and some bad days. I had to go through some struggle. I had to work hard, and there were times that I had to scratch my head, but I'm still here. God allowed me to see all of my children get grown, and I've seen some of my grandchildren get grown. So don't you know that gives you something to give God praise about? That's why I thank God for our elders this morning, because they're inspiration to us. And if you're a part of a family that you got those that are 80 and 85 and 90, you ought to be glad that that blood is running in your veins. And there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that you're going to live that long, but it gives you just a little bit more hope that if God had blessed them that long, that he just might bless me that long. But you know what I found out? It don't matter how long he blesses you, because every day is a blessing. No matter how long you're here, you ought to take advantage of the time that God has given you. I want you to know this morning that God is a God that wants us to know that when we think about life being a vapor that's here for a little while and then vanished away, we can't say what we're going to do on tomorrow. But what we have to do is, the Bible declared, we got to input the Lord. If the Lord will, I will do this, that, or the other. No matter how good your ideas are, how great the plan, whether it's a great promotion or even if you're coming to a landfall of money, in your times of suffering and hard times and grief, we have to know that he is there. He'll hold us up and he will bring you through. Think about this thing this morning. That's why if you notice in your bulletin this morning, I asked the clerk if she would to put a copy of this great poem of encouragement. That reminds us that at our darkest and lowest moments in life, that he is our invisible shadow. Those are the times that God gently picks us up. And don't you know he can pick you up so gently you don't even know he's carrying you? You began to wonder, Lord, I don't know. I didn't know how I was going to make it, but somehow you stepped in. I didn't know where to turn, but somehow you was right there. I thought I was about to lose my mind, but you stepped in and made a way out of no way. I looked at my loved one and tears was in my eyes, and I was almost ready to give up in despair. But God stepped in and reminded me that I am the Lord thy God. I'm a God that can do anything but fail. So I thank God for being that kind of God that allows us to know that when the load seems too hard to bear, we got a God that's right there by our side. There are those that might say this morning that I've been lucky in life and things have happened on my behalf, but I beg to differ. You're not lucky, you're blessed. Luck can go both ways. You got good luck and bad luck. But a blessing is a blessing. I've never seen a bad blessing. Because even the little thing that we take for granted, those are things that we ought to give God praise for. If you're able to see this morning, you ought to give God praise. If you're able that your mind is still working and everything is running together and your mind tells you to clap your hand or lift up your hands and you're able to do that, then you ought to be able to tell your God thank you. I remember the first time that I read this poem, and it inspired me and gave me comfort to know that he is always there. even when I don't realize it. There was a woman by the name of Mary Stevenson. And she penned this poem called Footprints in the Sand. Said that one night I had a dream. And I dreamed that I was walking along the beach with the Lord. And can't you see yourself walking along the seashore? And everybody else is still in the room or going about doing their thing, but you're just walking along in the sand and you're thinking about just how good God is. You're looking at all of that water and you're in awe at all that you can see. As far as you can see, there's water. So it makes you realize that God is a mighty, powerful God. And she said that as I dreamed that I walked along the beach with the Lord, across the sky flashed scenes from my life. Anybody ever been walking or been thinking and all of a sudden you thought about some of your yesterdays? And as she began to think about the scenes in her life, she said, I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there are only one set of footprints. I also noticed that it happened at the lowest and saddest times in my life. And so it bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about it. So the Lord said that once I decided to follow you, you said you'd walk with me all the way. But the Lord, I noticed that during those times that were more troublesome in my life, those times when I was really going through, those times when I didn't know what I was going to do, and my life was in a shambles, that there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, but when I need you the most, that you would leave me. Lord, why would you leave me when I need you the most? Have anybody in here ever been there? You know how it is sometimes when you're down on your luck or when you're sick in your body, and sometimes it'll make you question God and you say, Lord, why am I suffering? Lord, why am I going through? Lord, why is it always my family going through this, that, or the other? Lord, I just don't understand how you allow me to go through when I know that I love you. I know what you said you were going to do, but I don't know where you are right now. The Lord replied, my precious child, I love you. Told you that I'd never leave you. During your time of trials and suffering, only when you see one set of footprints, it was then that I picked you up and I carried you and I allowed you to know that you're not in it all by yourself. You see, I saw danger along the way, so I didn't want you to fall in the ditch, so I just picked you up. I saw your head down and tears was in your eyes and you weren't paying attention to where you were going. You weren't watching where you were stepping, but I stepped down and I grabbed you just before you fell on your face. That those times when you went to the doctor and the doctor shook his head and he said, I don't know whether it's going to be all right or not, but that's when I embraced you and I let you know I'm God all by myself. I'm a healer and I'm a keeper. Am I talking to anybody in here? Anybody walking with that shadow this morning? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody been there in that place where you know that I need somebody? Your neighbor wouldn't come and see about you. Family member didn't have time for you. That so-called friend was too busy and wouldn't answer the telephone. But God, I loved you so much, I still carried you. Now think about this thing. You hadn't always been so good. I haven't always been so good. I hadn't done everything right, and I hadn't dotted every I across every T, and many times I've fallen on my face, but when I needed my God the most, he still stooped down and picked me up. And don't you know he even picked me up out of some of my mess? I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that he's always there. No matter where we go, whether we're on the beach or in any country in the world, we ought to be able to rejoice and be glad to know that God is right there by our side. God is everywhere we go and everywhere we be. That's why I like these words of David. David talks about God's all-seeing eye. He talks about God being an inescapable God because you can't get away from God. You might not want to serve him, but you can't get away from him. You might not even love him, but you can't get away from him. And one thing about it, if you don't see him now, you'll see him later. Because every man, every woman got to stand at the judgment seat. When you stand there, God's going to be sitting there on the throne, opening up the book of life. And when he looks and he looks at what's recorded about right there beside your name, what will he find? Will he find a believer? Will he find one that trusts in him? Will he find one that knows that you cannot get away from the power of God? David said, "Oh Lord, thou hast searched me. Lord, you know all about me. You know my down sitting and my uprise. You know what time I lay down last night, and you know what time I closed my eyes. You understand all of my thoughts, those things near and even those things that are far off. You can pass my path and my line down and are acquainted with all of my ways." You can't fool God. Know how we get wishy-washy with one another? One minute we are one thing, and next minute we act like we don't even know you. You ever found folk that can't be the same all the time? I thank God that he's the same kind of God. He's an unchanging God. We got some folk that are flip-flop on you. Know how it is? One minute they say, "I love you." The next minute they're telling you somebody that, "I can't stand that Negro." Blessings and curses come out of the same mouth. There's not a word in my mouth, but Lord, Lord, thou knowest it all together. So when you whisper, when you use your inside voice, I don't care how low you go. Even if you don't say nothing, Charles, he's all in my mind. He knows exactly what I'm thinking when I don't know what I'm thinking. What I know about my God is he has more understanding of where I am and what I'm all about than I do. See, I have to ask him, "Lord, help me to understand. Understand why you love me when I've done you the way I do. Lord, why you love me so much that you allow your son to die in my stead, because I'm the one that sinned, but you allowed your son to die." Anybody glad about that? You don't act like it. You ought to have a little more noise on that one. "Thou hast been set and behind and before. Lay thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, and it is too high. I cannot attain unto it." I can't absorb or comprehend all the things that you are about, because you are God. And you taught me in your word that my thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways are not like your ways, but I'm trying to get more like you. The only way I'm going to get more like you, I got to find out about you. And I'm not going to find it in the street, in the slums. Best place to find it, look in the word of God and open it up for yourself. You open the Bible will tell you everything you need to do. All you need to do is confess, believe, trust, and walk by faith. If you trust and walk by faith, I guarantee you, you will find yourself having a better peace in your mind. David says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence?" Some of us quench the spirit of God. Some of us are afraid of the spirit of God. We scared it's going to make us act like We get a nervous when we're so proud and we're so big and we're so bad that we don't want nobody to see tears coming from our eyes. But isn't it good to know that it's all right to cry? I've had many days that I've cried, but I thank God that he gave me strength enough that I was able to wipe my own tears now. But there come a time, Judy, when he gonna wipe the tears for me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Excuse me if I feel good, because I'm going to feel good when I feel bad. I found out ain't nobody done me like the Lord. Don't nobody love me like Jesus. And I thank God that he said, I'll be everywhere that you go. If I find you, if I ascend up into heaven, I'm there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. So from the highest height to the lowest depths, I just come to let you know God is right there. And David says, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me. Thy right hand shall hold me. I got a God this morning that'll never leave me all by myself. I got a God this morning that I can depend on, that I know that he got all knowledge. He knows me in a personal way. He had the power to know us individually in a special way. He knows when we rest and when we go to work. He sorts out our words as well as our thoughts. He's always present, and no matter where we are, even in a place of death, God is still right there. So I just want to let you know this morning that you can never move beyond the reach of God's personal concern. For if for some reason you don't know him in a personal way, today is a good day. Now is a good time to open up your heart, to allow the Lord to come in, to say, Lord, I want you to be a part of my life. I want to let you know this morning that I'm nothing but a child of the King. And I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning to give you a little short message to let you know that I serve a mighty God. And my God allowed me to walk from one place to another. But I found out that everywhere that I go, the Lord always walk with me. The Lord always talk with me. The Lord is always by my side. If there's anybody in the house this morning that love God with all of your heart, if there's anybody that know God for yourself, then know that if you trust the power of God, if you get a personal relationship with God, see, you got to know God in a personal way. I know that Mama had her relationship, but Mama is dead and gone now. So I had to get my own relationship with God. And I found out one day that the Lord is my shepherd. I don't have to want for anything, for he supplies my every need. Anybody know what I'm talking about? For he make me to lie down in green pasture. He lead me beside the still water. He restored my soul. When my soul gets weary, God give me my strength back. He lead me in the paths of righteousness. Not for John Willie's sake, but for the Lord God's sake. I'm just here to declare that God is God. And there's nothing too hard for the Lord this morning. I stop by to tell somebody that as we walk down in the valley, David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I'm not afraid this morning, because God is right here with me. I got my invisible shadow. You can't see him, but I know that he's right there. And as long as I got my shadow, he said, I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. My enemy may not like it because I'm blessed, but I thank God that I'm blessed like I am. I want to tell the devil, you are a liar this morning. I got peace and I got grace. I know that everything is going to be all right, because the Lord has anointed my head with oil. He made everything all right in my life. The Bible said, surely, surely, Anybody want to help me a few minutes? I know you know the word of God. Where are the believers that in the house to know that you got the Lord on your side? And you know that surely goodness and mercy gonna follow you all the days of your life, on your good days or your bad days. I just want you to know this morning that you never have to walk alone. You always got the Lord right there by your side. I want the Lord this morning to walk with me. I want the Lord this morning to make everything all right. I got a shadow that don't give off a reflection. I got a shadow that don't have to have the sun. It's time for you to see the shadow, because he is the sun. He is the shadow. He is that one that walked with me through the day and through the night. I'm so glad. Anybody glad this morning that you got the Lord on your side? How many of you are believers this morning? How many of you can say, I, the Lord is, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I got everything that I need, for the Lord is right there by my side. And I'm so glad that my invisible shadow, he'll keep my enemy from around me, for he put a wall of protection all around me, and he will fend off the enemy. Can't nobody. Do you like the invisible shadow? I'm living with the invisible shadow. And when it comes my time to die, I'm going to die with the invisible shadow. But let me tell you something about the shadow. He's already prepared another place. A place where there be no more turmoil, no more sickness, no more pain, or no more death. And I hate to shortchange you this morning, but I got to do what I got to do. Hallelujah, Jesus.